Hey now, welcome in and thank you guys for joining us today on the porch. We are excited to continue talking about encouraging women. Now, we said originally young women, but it really doesn't matter because age is in the mind, right? If you feel like you're 14, then baby girl, you can be 14. So we are encouraging women of all ages. And today we have a porch legend who comes and brings us all kinds of wisdom. She started giving us wifey wisdom, and then she gave us encouragement and wisdom on grief. And she's just a wonderful, beautiful soul, and who's going to share with us today about encouraging women. So thank you again, Miss Keisha, for joining us on the porch today. Beautiful as ever.
I try. Hey, I try. I try. I try. I have to keep it together, right?
Yes, absolutely
Okay.
beautiful. So encouraging. So we're talking about, excuse me, encouraging young women. And I sent you guys a group of questions. And the first one we're going to start off is on loyalty. This is a big one for me. I know that as you get older and you start seeing things, like you've always been able to see all your life, right? But
Right,
you
right.
start seeing things as you get older, and it's really hard to stay in that friendship loyalty pocket, or at least it is for me. So what are your thoughts on it? What are your encouraging words for it? Do you have female friends that you are still currently friends with and rock with?
Yeah.
And how can we get there and stay there?
So for me, I would have totally agree with you, Miss McKinney. You know, friendship and loyalty is a big thing and it goes a long way, right? Grown up, I grew up in family number of five. We were six kids, three girls, three boys. And one thing my mom instilled into us is that you don't always have to have friends, right? Your friends are your siblings, right? But I can say throughout my entire life, I've only had one loyal friend, right? One true friend. You can have several friends, but you'll have that one true friend that will ride and die for you, right? No matter what. You can call that person at any time of the day, of the night, and they are there. So, when I'm 42 and I still have that one friend since we were, what, pre-K, right?
Wow.
And we're more like sisters now. But was that friendship easy? No, the friendship wasn't easy because, you know, you in middle school, you in high school, you're gonna have beef or differences because of, you know, guys, other girls, you know, it's a whole lot of conflict that goes on when you when you're young, right? In your
Right,
teenage age,
right.
right? But you know, me and my sister, that's what I call her, we started off as friends, right? We fought, we argued, we stopped talking, we did all of that. But at the end of the day, still today, we are sisters, right? We can go back on our high school and middle school times and reflect on what we've been through, right? We sit our daughters down and we tell them the story of what happened and how our friendship was rocky in and out all the time
Okay.
at their age, right? And the principle behind it, especially with, you know, me having a teenager daughter, you know, and the world that we live in now, friendship and loyalty is different, right? You don't have that now. And so what I try to instill into my daughter is that, you know, you don't have to have all these friends, right? You can just be by yourself and entertain yourself. Or, you know, you have your brother. You and your brother should always be like this. You don't have to have 50 million friends because Lord Jesus, I swear this girl have a new friend every week. You know, and I shouldn't do this, but I tell her, I was like, Zoe, you know, I don't think that's a true friend, right? And I pointed out to her because I want her to know and see and learn from it. And of course, she's going to make mistakes on how she pick and chooses her friends. But you know, as a mother, as a parent, we sometimes can see it from a distance, right? And our kids may not want to see it from a distance. And it's okay for them to learn, fall off and learn from it. But why you got to test the water when I'm telling you the facts, right? But yes, friendship and loyalty is it's a major thing. But you will only have that one loyal friend, right? And you guys, I believe you have to have a history like no one else, in order for you to have that solid foundation. So I'm grateful for that one friend, loyal friend, sister that I have, you know. And my daughter be like, you need to go get you some more friends. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm really good, because, you know, I don't want drama. I don't want issues. I try to stay away from conflict as much as possible. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you just have to be careful who you consider your true friends. Right.
And I'm glad that you made a point of saying that you might go through a few before you get to that one that you know is that real good friend. That was a really good point. And I'm sorry, you were about to say.
No, and you know, that was it. And I think, you know, I'm glad that I can go back and reflect on it and that we can laugh about it. Right. And man, just now, just talking about it, ooh, we had some rough times growing up. Some rough times. But, you know, still today, we laughed about it. You know, we just laugh about it all the time. And you know a true friendship when you know a true friendship. Right. They're not there just when it's the good times, when you get to shine. You know, they're there throughout the thick, the thin, you know, the good, the bad, healthy, you know, unhealthy, just all those aspects of your life. So, yeah. Yeah.
Right. And having a good friend in your corner is definitely something that is a good thing to have in life. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a female friend.
No, it doesn't. I know
sometimes you can have some really good male friends. Yeah. I know, speaking for me, sometimes I have issues with female relationships. Not really sure why. I think because I'm a stronger female, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or maybe because I keep to myself and I stay in a corner. I'm not really sure. But I seem to find good friendships with gentlemen. And like you said, I do have that one long-term friend, right. Female friend that I've had forever and a day. So awesome. Another thing
that to deal with all that drama, right? That's what I would say.
Which kind of comes with the women sometimes, right? Comes
in you know, women, we're women, you know, that's 9 out of 10%. That's what we have to deal with all the time. Who wants to deal with drama their whole life, right?
Yes, not at all. And another good thing that you said is there might be some drama between you and your friend, but when it's a loyal friendship, mm-hmm. it'll come back together. So that was awesome. Right. Thank you for that. I hope y'all are listening. That's gems. And so our next subject that we were going to talk about, I believe, is career. And what you can do. I know when we're younger, sometimes it's about making money to be able to get by. Mm-hmm. I wish that I would have thought about when I was younger that the two could go together. You know, I could start some of those things I was learning. I can take them and turn them into some money and enjoy doing what I'm doing. But what are your thoughts on encouraging people in their career paths? I know you've been started with Wifey Lounge for a little bit. I know we've talked and said we wish we would have started everything a little sooner. So what would you say there?
You know, in that area, I would say it's kind of challenging for a lot, right? Because it depends on how you grew up as an individual, right? Some I would say women, teenage girls, they think about, what am I going through now? What and how can I make my life better so that way I don't have to go through what I went through while I was growing up in life, right? So when I was that teenage kid and I was like, okay, what is my career path going to be? I always knew that I love helping people, right? So I always did say I would be a psychologist, right? That was my career goal, you know, psychologist. But, you know, I'm not a psychologist. I have learned aspects and I have taken, you know, the courses and, you know, the training in order for me to use it into my career path that I have today, right? But that's a tough one. Because I think about now where I'm at, if I would allowed, how would I say this? Follow your dreams, right? You know, pray about, I tell my son, you know, cause he's a college student and I tell him all the time, know what it is that you want to do for the rest of your life. Because if you have to wake up every morning and feel like, ugh, I just have to get up to go make another dollar, then you made a poor decision in your career path, right? So I believe, in the new world we in now, that the earlier you start and know like what you want to become in life, and see what is it that you enjoy doing. And whatever that is, pray about it first. Allow God to direct your path into that career, because we invest so much money into college education, and once we're done, we're stuck with this big bill after what, 5, 8, maybe 15, 20 years. And once we actually get into that career, we're like, this is not something I want to do. Right? It's not something that I have a passion for. I thought I did, but now what did I do? Right? So just be very careful about how you choose to pick that career that you want to develop and that you want to use. I think right now a lot of college students are starting off, in the community colleges right now, because it offers more to them versus going into a university freshman year and investing into tuition early start, right? So it's just more opportunities that's available now versus 20 years ago, where we didn't, my son would say, well, you didn't have a choice. You had to do this, right? That's what he tell me all the time. And he's like, I don't have to, mom. I have different options, He's like, at your time, college was the only option that you had. He say, in my life now, we have so many different options that's out there for us to where we don't have to have, that degree in order for us to make six figures if that's what we want to
That's
do,
right.
or in order for us to be successful in life. And you know what, Miss McKinney, when he say that, I was like, I don't know where you get that from. But we not operating like that over here. But I was like, I don't know where you're getting that from. But the more and more that I start to talk to, other mothers and other husbands and other, just other individuals, and we would talk about the same information, and I was like, wow. I was like, you know what? But my son just said that like a week ago, and here I'm, someone else is telling me the same thing.
Validation.
So that's it's different now. It's so many opportunities out there to where you're gonna find a career that's gonna be made just for you, right? So that way you don't be saying I made a bad decision career-wise, because a lot of us do. It's very common right now, and some individuals, they're not trying to seek, the college fundamentals. They're leading more into entrepreneurship, right? Because you have some churches that's offering entrepreneurship membership to individuals right now, that, hey, be your own boss, right? You can work for yourself. Why not? If it's something that you know that you have a passion for, something that you can develop, something that's gonna you're gonna enjoy doing for the rest of your life, why not take that step, and see where it gets you? But all I can say in that area is just really pray about it first. I look back and I think to myself, is that something that I did when I was making my career choices? No. And I say, well, I went through what I did, but look where I'm at now, So that's the bright side of it. But like I say, the one thing in career and entrepreneurship is know what you want. And once you know what it is that you want to do for the rest of your life, just put all your work and effort into it, right? Whether that's, starting your own business, give 120% in your own business. Whether you want to work for corporate America, just always give you 120%, right? So that's pretty much what all I can say in that area for career and entrepreneurship.
Yep, give 120% on your own stuff. And I'm glad you brought this up. So, son, when you listen to this, I got to look at the camera. When you listen to this, I know it's going to go against everything that I've said, but I agree with what Ms. Keisha said, which is it's your decision and you've got to do what's going to make you happy. And you don't have to wait until you're 40 to start your entrepreneurship. You can start it at 16 or 18 if you know that's what you're going to want to do. And I suggest to any young individuals that want to do that, please have a game plan together before you come to your parents, because all we want to do is see you make it.
That's it. Just be, like I tell my son, I just want to see you and my daughter just be successful.
Yes.
Know what it is that you want. Yes. And know that you always have to put God before that. And asking for the guidance in order for you to accomplish that career that you want to have in the future. You know, you know, my daughter, she always did say she wanted to be a pediatric nurse since she was in middle school. Now she's a sophomore and she's still on the same career path. Right. Awesome. So, you know, that's a good thing. But, you know, my son, he changes. Yeah. He flips and flops, but you know, his stability is good. So I'm not that quite worried about him because he has goals and plans. So, but like you said, it can start as early as 16, right? Because it's happening now. You have a lot of teenagers that starting their own entrepreneur business, you know? Yes. So that's a good thing to see, especially in our culture, right? It's very good to see that happening now. You know, 20 years ago, we couldn't see that, but now they are really taking that lead in entrepreneurship. So that's great to see too.
Yeah. It is. And if I would have known that my son was going to have the same hustle and drive at, he's 23 now, almost 24, back then at 16 or 17, we might have tried to give it a go. So if you're talking to your parents about doing some entrepreneurship stuff, let me say that again, entrepreneurship stuff, and you're needing them to back you, go to them with the game plan. But above all, what Ms. Keisha said, pray to God first, because he's the one that's going to be able to put you on that path and make it happen. Greatness. So we're talking about everything that women do. We've talked about, we started out with friendship and loyalty, which was a big thing for women. And then we moved on to career. And now we're going to talk about marriage. Like there's, like you said, times have evolved. There was a time when women weren't allowed to work. Don't know when that was. I've never seen it, but they tell me there was a time when the women.
It was a time, Ms. McKinney. Yes, it was a time, but you know, we live in a different world.
Amen. We do. When a woman could stay at home and just have children. So now we're out. Yes. Yeah. Now we're out and trying to make a decision on the children and the marriage and the career. So where does marriage fit into that? I know one thing I've wanted to do is be married for 50 years, right? So I'm 45. Yeah. It's going to be a little rough, but Jesus can make it happen. What would you say to that young lady who's putting everything on the back burner, putting the marriage on the back burner and the children and everything? What would you say to her about marriage?
And love? Yes, that's, you know, marriage will come, right? It'll come. Some might think, okay, I'm 55 and I'm still not married, right?
Oh, Lord.
it's just not your time right now, right? It's not your time.
Yeah.
But when that time comes, then you'll have it. So when it comes to love and marriage, you know, that's a tough role to have, right? When you're dealing with love and marriage, because you have to, some people say they may have to do interviews, right? They need several interviews to know if they'll be able to love this person, and this individual will be the one that they think that God has really created for them and that they can live the rest of their life with, right? because we tend now to we We tend to look for love in marriage as we saw our parents give love in marriage, right? And the reason why I'm bringing up this topic is because I did, right? I did. Sometimes I still struggle with it. And it's something that I have to pray about a lot, and I have to ask God for guidance for in that area because, we can't continue to always compare love and marriage to what we saw because, like we always say, we live in a different world now. Things are different, right? It's taken us longer to get married. It's taken us longer to find true love. But once you find it, how do you make it work, right? How do you make love and marriage work when you're that woman that has a good career, that woman that's a good entrepreneur, right? That woman that can pretty much hold herself and may think that she doesn't need, that love or that marriage, right? That's where you start to have the conflicts. I was watching a recording one time with Steve Harvey, right? And he made a comment that
Hi, Steve.
men want to know, well, what's she bringing to the table, right? And like you said, you haven't really seen it where now in these days where a woman is at home all day, 24 hours, maybe 7 days a week with her kids, right? And providing for her family, which is her kids, and the basics that's supposed to be in the home, like we saw 20, 30 years ago, right? That it's not there anymore, right? I'm just gonna say it.
Nowhere is nowhere.
It's not happening. You may have a little bit of those principles instilled, but it's not gonna happen, right? It takes in some areas, it takes two, right? It takes two incomes in order for us to, live comfortable, enjoy life, provide for our kids, right? But at the same time, you have to make sure that you're on the ship with the right person in order for you to build that foundation, to build that love, and to build that marriage, that a creation that's beautiful, something that God created, right? That's why we have the wifey lounge. We talk that's what we talk about,
That's
right?
right. That's
So
right.
you have to make sure that you give yourself grace and you give yourself an open heart in order to find love because that love will lead into marriage one day, right? And once you get into marriage, that's a big step. You can't turn back, right? You can't just give up on it and say, I'm done. I'm throwing the towel in. All right. So no, as a woman, as a teenage girl I once was, no matter how much you invest into yourself to be that strong, independent woman and feel that you don't need a man, you don't need a husband, you don't need God to seek this person for you. That's not what it is. It's not what it is anymore. So I would just honestly say, once again, just be patient, give grace, love yourself first. Love yourself first enough so that way when they do bring that individual to you, you can love them as much as you love yourself. Because when you don't love yourself as much as God love you, then that takes away from what you can build with someone else, is what I would say when it comes to love and marriage. My parents was married for what, 40 years before my dad passed away. And my mom, she never remarried, right? But I ask myself sometimes, I'm like, well, if something happened to my husband, will I remarry or will I still follow the steps that my mom followed, right? So once again, when it comes to love and marriage, we look at those aspects too in our love and our marriage. Well, how can I love this man the way my mom loved my dad, right? Or how am I supposed to love my wife like my dad loved my wife, right? Because not everyone that you encounter or your significant other have witnessed marriage like that, right? Have witnessed love like that. So how do you balance, right? How do you make that work? They have, premarital class. I would advise anyone, right, that is getting married, before you say I do, to do premarital class. It is a must, right? It helps you in so many different ways because my husband and I, yes, we grew up different, but we kind of had the same values, right? But it was shown differently. So we had to make sure that how was we going to take everything that we knew, that we saw, and still respected each other family values and come and bring it together, right? So that's something that you have to dig into. In premarital class, it helps you and it touches on all those materials, right? And it's tough because when we started off in our premarital class, we maybe was like seven couples, and that class can break you down. That class can break you down. I think by the time we were done with it, we were maybe four couples,
Oh, wow. So
right?
literally broke you down, broke the
Yes.
class down.
So that's one thing that I really would say because we find love. Either you find love from your high school sweetheart or you find love in college, right? That's where you find love at. And that love end up turning into marriage, right? So that's why I say, premarital is it's needed because that either way, that's how you're gonna fall in love, find the love of your life, fall in love, and then have marriage, right? But the only difference I would say now is that you have to really pray about it, both of them, right?
Yes.
Because it's scary now. It's real scary. We have marriages that last for a year, 2 years, and I'm done with it,
Yeah.
right?
It's
So
really easy to do the whole divorce thing now. It's not
it,
as
yeah.
prominent as it was before to stay together and stick through it all. Just kind of like with the
Yeah.
friendship and loyalty, it's easy to drop and find another. We live in a quick fix society, and so
Yeah.
it's really tough to stick with the marriage. And one thing that you said that really brought some light to me was that it'll come. And that's awesome because for someone like me, I didn't date while I was raising my son. I didn't want him to see all the bad choices that I might be making. So that's not something that I did. And I was just thinking this morning that maybe I've missed those viable times, the times where it would have been easy for me to snatch up a husband and hold
Right.
on to him for 50 years. But now you've given me a little hope. Maybe I'll stick in there for a little bit
You
longer. So thank
have
you
to.
for
You have
that.
let me see, you have to have hope. Look, not just that, it's some of us that's married and we still hoping for certain things to change, right?
Yeah, right.
And for us as an individual and for us in our marriage and in the love that we have. So we
Right.
can't just say give up, but we have to be patient and know that it's gonna come,
Right.
right? So I have this one of my friends we met, she's the best friend we met through our daughters, right? They grew up since they were 5 years old together. And she was in a relationship and she's like, no, I can't do this. No, can't marry this guy. And I was like, okay, well, just decline the offer and we just move on. And she was like, well, what do I do now? And I'm like, well, we're gonna have to pray about that. We're gonna have to pray for you to find a good man, someone that's gonna be family oriented and that's gonna accept you and the little princess, so that way you know if it's gonna work or not, right? And we would pray, we would talk about it, and she had her list. And we was like, you gotta narrow that list down.
We
But
all got a list.
she we and we prayed, and when that guy came, when God delivered that guy, when God delivered that man to her, she didn't know how to accept it, right? So that's when it goes back to being open, right? being open to that friendship that he started, because at first when God bring him to you, that you're going to start off as friends, right? You're going to start off as friends, and then you're going to see, well, is this someone that can be loyal to me, right? Is this someone that I can trust with my heart? Is this someone that I can trust with my child?
Right.
You know, is this someone that I can grow with? Is this someone that I can build with, right? And so she just didn't know how to accept it because it was everything that we prayed for. And I was like, girl, I don't know, but we pray for this.
You better get on the good ship.
and we ain't prayed for nothing. So we gonna have to figure this out, right? But, you know, today they've been married for, I think it's going to be almost 3 years.
Awesome.
You know, so that's why I say you can't give up on love. You can't give up on marriage because it's going to start off as a friendship, right? Mm-hmm. And then that friendship is just going to grow into love. And then once that love has grown, then it should grow into marriage. So we have different aspects right now when it comes to love and marriage. But it's a beautiful thing to have. And we just can't expect for one person to, you know, carry the load all the time. It takes two now in marriage and the new millennium that we live in now. And honestly, from my heart, that's something that I really, really had to learn how to accept and really know that it takes two, mm-hmm. right? And that's something my mom had to help me with as well, because she's like, baby girl, it's different. You know, it does take two. And I'm like, yeah, but mom, you know, and she's like, yeah, Keisha, but you know how you used to, but you know how dad. Yes, Keisha, but you know, it's a little different. So, you know, like I said, that's something I struggle with. And sometimes pastor, you know, when I hear him preach, I'm like, oh Lord, there he go. Let me get back to track, you know? So, yes, it's a beautiful thing, but you know, all those areas, you know, the friendship, the loyalty, the career, love and marriage is something that, a lot of us struggle with, you know, even mentally we struggle with this. You know, and sometimes it can break us down if we really, I would say if we're really not in the word, right? If yeah. if we really don't seek God in all three of those areas, it can mentally drain us.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So that's me personally. I seek him a lot, you know, in order for me to grow, in order for me to be successful in all those categories.
Moving in, yes. Yeah. And that moves on into our fourth question, which was talking about health. So not only is it important to take care of yourself physically, like we get that when we're younger, we do push-ups mm-hmm. and we can run a mile in 4 minutes. What? Yeah. Like who could do that again? And
we do 40. All that.
it's like a 27 minute mile.
Yeah.
So like I said, when we're younger, we think a lot about the physical part of it, but we don't think a lot about the health. And you've kind of already touched on that. We talk about, you know, we go to church because our parents make us go to church. But as we Ooh. Become young adults, do we really want to continue on with that? Because it's important to your health. We listen to our parents tell us, you know, the things that we should be doing, like they take us to the doctor and whatnot. Right. But as we become young adults, do we continue to do those things for ourselves? The answer for me is kind of, sort of, right? I didn't, but now I understand the importance of it. And I'm glad that I got on board when I did, because it's probably made things a little bit easier for me in my 40s. What about you? What would you say to the young whippersnappers still with collagen in their skin and still doing the splits and stuff? What would you say to them about health?
You know, you have to take your health is first. You have to take care of yourself, mm-hmm. right? Whether that's physically or mentally, you have to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a prime example, 7 years ago now, I had a stroke, right? Because I wasn't, you can say, not taking care of yourself, right? It was just always a go, 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 right? You have this career and you're just going, right? And you don't want to listen to anyone that says, slow down. Take care of yourself, go to the doctor. Are you eating right? Are you exercising? You know, all those things that can help to eliminate, you know, health issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wasn't, you know, but it gave me an insight when I was healing and let me know that my health always have to come first, right? even today, you know, I do have, you know, some health issues that I'm going through now. But I had to find a way to live with it, right? To make it work and know that, hey, Keisha, you can't eat this, but you can't eat that, right? You have to take your medicine every day. You can't skip 3, 4 days and then decide to get back on track, right?
Shame on
You can't skip 3, 4 days and then decide to get back on track. So, and not just that, you know, I have my family that helps me to keep me in line, you know, and did you take your medicine today, Mama? You know, my husband be like, did you take your medicine, Keisha? So, you know, it's very important, you know, to stay on top of your health. If you can start while you're young, because baby, believe me, as you get older, if you're not on top of it, it's just gonna get harder. Right. So I would just say, you know, stay on top of your health, especially now because we have a lot of young kids, you know, that's dying right now, you know, from congested heart failures or, you know, a stroke, you know, just everything right now. So what is it? You know, I say like, Lord Jesus, what is going on? Right. You know, you have to really watch what you eat. Right. And the earlier you can get tested for genetics, the better it is for you. Right. Don't wait till the last minute to do that. And then by the time you do seek care for it, it's too late. You know, so it's so much out there that's available health-wise, in order for us to keep ourselves healthy and for us to live a fulfilling life that God has given us. But we have to, you know, especially in our culture, we have to take advantage of that, right? If it's given to us, we have to take it, right? Because we want to be here, you know, as long as we can for our kids, you know, for our grandkids, for our great grandkids, you know.
Yes, great,
So
great, great, great.
yes. So, you know, that's something that's important to me now, right? I can't just live my health just for Keisha. I have to live my health for not just Keisha, but you know, for my husband, for my kids, for my grandkids, for my great grandkids. You know, I want to see my nieces succeed, my niece and nephews, you know, in life. So, yeah, health is we have to stay on top of that. We do.
Agreed. And one thing, because you brought up our community, was there's a huge thing going on around right now about perming your hair and the lawsuits for that. So if you know, and I know it's not just African American women who use those perms, it's other women of color as well. So go and get your pap smears. I know it seems so frivolous when you're young, right? It just seems like such an inconvenience. Even when you're older, I'll be honest, it seems like an inconvenience, especially when you turn 40 and they tell you that now it's a rectal exam is part of your pap smear. It's all a big inconvenience, but it's definitely something that you know you guys need to do. It's very important to do your breast exams, to get your pap smears done, to even do your blood work. All of these things can ward off so many things in the future, and you just don't see it right now. So while you're on your parents' insurance and it's free, go to that yearly checkup.
Go and
Tell
get
the
it
doctor
done.
what's going on. If your pinky toe jumps every other day, tell them.
And you
Stick
know,
with it. There's nothing too small. Nothing
even
too
in the, you
small.
know, even in the dental field, right? Because now you have where dental and medical, it's together, right? So whatever you don't get taken care of dental wise, it can still affect you on your medical side. So, you know, it's a lot right now. You know, it's a different, like we say, it's a different world. So
It's a
we
different
just
world.
we have to be on top of it, right? We have to be on top of it.
And I don't know how you feel, but it's I'm having more and more of those days where I keep saying it's a different world. Like I'm realizing that I've lived a pretty good amount of time and seen some things change and evolve. And now I'm that one that can sit on the porch and go, times, they have changed.
It has changed, Ms. McKinney. It's changed a lot. When I say a lot, I see some things and I'd be like, but you know, the one thing that I see that I cannot tolerate is a disrespectful child. You see that a lot, and that kind of comes in, I don't know where at, but look,
Health.
health,
Health
right?
of yours and the child. Health.
Yes, you know, but it's you're right. It's just a different. It's different. It's a different times, right? Man, just everything is different. And like I can say, when you really look at this, I look at it and I see it as, God is saying we have to get ourselves in align with Him,
In line with his
right?
will, what he told us to do.
Because we have so many, not just with our health. And I think for me, my doctor be like, Keisha, it's been 3 years. Where have you been? Oh, God, I've been busy. She's like, you can't be that busy, Keisha. You can't come every once a year. And I'm like, I'm gonna get the better doc. I promise I will, right? And then 3 years would be 4 years. And then she'd be like, oh, you sick today, so you need to see me. Yeah, I do, right? But I am getting better, and it's important for us to, like Miss McKinney said, to stay on top of our health, right? To get those pap smears done once a year. Those mammograms are important. I think for me, it's because, breast cancer runs deep in my family, on my mom and my dad's side. We have pancreas that runs deep in our family. I just had a brother, that died a few months ago, from throat cancer. So for me, those things, it scares me, because I'm like, no, I don't want to go to the doctor because I don't want no bad news, right? But that should encourage not just me, but encourage others to always stay on top of their health. So that's probably one reason why I'm like, I'll go every 3, 4 years in the past, but now I'm better. I'm following up and going like I'm supposed to. So,
Very good.
but that's just to show, it's certain things that can stop us from taking care of ourselves because of a history in our family, right? Or what we've seen, and we don't want to hear that bad news, when at the end of the day, you may not have the same news. Or even if you do, you at an early stage, you can take care of it quicker and better versus if you wait, right? So,
Yes.
yeah.
And I love that. Like, that's the biggest part of it. If you're going, and even if you're not going, shame on us, not every year, but even if you're going every other year, there's still
Right.
some things that you can catch very early and
Yeah.
get knocked out. Great points. Great
Yeah.
points. We always love having you on the porch. You bring so much wisdom. When you were talking about marriage, I almost started to cry, but I held it together. We thank you so much for joining us. Tell us where we
Yes.
can find you and know a little bit more about the Wifey Lounge. Of course, we already share your stuff and we'll continue to, but again, tell us where we can find you and a little bit about what Wifey Lounge is going to be doing in the future.
Well, so you can find more about the Wifey Lounge. We do have our social media page on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Right now, in the future, we are doing live streamings on different topics on marriage for wifeys that can help us to support each other, keep it real about the good times, the bad times, how you get over that hump. How we know that Miss McKinney gonna be married in the next few years, not to give up on that. So just some really positive feedback, because look, marriage is tough. I'm gonna tell you from experience, right? It's tough, right? And I ask God all the time, why are you putting me in this situation, right? Why did you call me? Why are you having me to do such a thing? Why me, right? But I have to keep doing this. Sometimes I'd be like, not today. But we love the Wifey Lounge. I do. My committee team I have now, we are engaging more. We are getting ready to put together a community service project in June. So that'll be posted and coming out soon. And then this week, and on next this coming Sunday, we're gonna be celebrating Mother's Day. So we're gonna be shouting out to all, different moms and wishing them happy Mother's Day. So yeah, but that's it about the Wifey Lounge. Yes, yes,
That's
yes.
it. That's a lot. And I'm excited to see everything that's been going on your live streams. They're always encouraging y'all. So you don't have to be married to be part of the Wifey Lounge. Let me
You
say
do not.
that.
No, you do not.
You
You do
can be like me, just a wishing wifey or a wifey in training, because it's still good things that
not.
give you good knowledge, not only about a marriage relationship, but
Right.
relationship with everybody that's around you. So
Right.
join Wifey Lounge if you haven't already. I've been pushing her down your throats, but if you haven't already, you
Yes.
guys go out and follow the Wifey Lounge. Thank you so much for
Thank
joining us.
you.
Any last words before we close out?
No, the only thing I like to say is, Like Ms. McKinney said, these topics were very crucial for us right now. Just make sure always choose your friends wisely, you know. Be open to the career path that God gives to you, right? You'll know when it's made for you and follow that career path no matter what you struggle with. And let your heart be open to love. So that way you'll be married one day and you can build that foundation. So that's all we have to say.
Absolute greatness. So you guys know what time it is. It's time for you to be you, baby, which is absolutely beautiful. Don't let nary another individual tell you anything any different. And if they do, get them right on up out of your circle today. Do it today. Be strong. Take care and be blessed.
Bye.